And time to talk a little toilet talk now. We're not going to get down and dirty with all this. This is pure good stuff that is going on, because Crawley Borough Council have been awarded a grant for £97,000 from the Department for Levelling Up Housing and Communities to install changing places toilets, which are designed for people who cannot use standard accessible toilets. And I'm very lucky to be joined on the phone by the chairperson of Crawley Disability Forum, Maria. Good afternoon, Maria.
Good afternoon, Neil. Lovely to speak with you again.
Now, this is absolutely phenomenal news. I know there's been some other changing places being installed in Crawley, but we've got these brand new ones that are going to be installed in K2 and over at the Hawth.
Yeah, it's absolutely phenomenal news. I've been sitting on this for a little while. I have known about it, an absolute sworn to secrecy, obviously. But, yeah, the news is out there now. And, you know, this is just such a massive step forward to put Crawley on the map as a fully accessible town. You know, we strive for inclusion every single day, and, you know, can't wait to cut the ribbon on it. It's amazing.
Now, just tell us a little bit more about them, because they are very specific to the type of need, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, everywhere you go, there are what are classed as accessible toilets. Used to be known as disabled toilets, but they're not fully accessible because some people that require these change of place facilities need to be hoisted. You know, they can't actually get onto the accessible toilet in a regular disabled toilet, so they actually do need a hoist. So that is a massive part of, you know, the statutory requirement for a change in place. And for people like my son, although he's not a wheelchair user, he, because of his profound autism and developmental delay, he is still in nappies. And so he's 13, nearly 14. And so he's therefore too big to be able to put on the baby changing tables that you see in all the other toilets. So without a changing place facility, I'm left with just being able to having to lay him on the floor to change him if we're out and about during the day. So the changing place facility have these basically adult-sized drop-down changers, you know, height adjustable, all motorised, so it is just like being able to put him on a baby change in a toilet, but it's obviously for adults. And it gives us the, you know, it's hygienic, it's safe, it's, you know, it's secure. And also, often gets overlooked, Neil, is that changing places are also for the carers of those people that require a changing place too. Because, say, I'm accessing somewhere in the town and I've got Ryan with me, but I need to use the toilet as well, I can't just tether him up outside like you would do perhaps with a dog, could I? You know, he has to come with me. So a changing place, another statutory requirement of a piece of equipment, is a privacy screen. So therefore that allows me to be able to do what I need to do, but still in private, but also keeping the person I care for with us and safe. So they are literally life-changing pieces of equipment.
Now, one of these special changing places toilets is already available in County Mail Shopping Centre, and I believe one is being installed into the brand new town hall on the boulevard as well. But this is going to be so advantageous to people going to K2 and Parkwood Leisure, which is the whole theatre as well, because the inclusive productions that they often put on now.
Well, this is it. You know, again, another one of my hats is relaxed performances. You know, so to be able to have this at the Hawth, it's going to encourage more people with profound needs to be able to access the community. And that's their human right to be able to do it, you know. And now they will be able to do that without any care in the world. You know, that those facilities there will encourage more people to be able to access the theatre, which is the way it should be. You know, the plans for that have been measured up for quite a few years. But we just never knew what was going to be happening with the future of the Hawth, because it's an old building. Everything's all being regenerated, but we now know that it's staying and we're going to get the changing place. You know, so I'm so excited because we love going to the theatre, you know, but obviously having Ryan with us, it still is a stumbling block, but hopefully soon, you know, it's not going to be.
That is so great news for those people who need this facility. It's now being provided, and we obviously need some more as time goes on as well, to make it even easier for people to get to, because not everybody can suddenly go to the loo. It's even difficult for us nowadays as adults, you know, to find somewhere to go without running into the local burger bar.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, changing places, I mean, it's now legislation that any new build, any public new build, has to have a change in place. You know, so you know, it's taken a lot of campaigning to get that legislation put in place, but it's there now, and you know, it's we are so grateful that we've been listened to as a community. You know, and the fact that obviously K2 and the Horse are existing buildings, but that grant is available for those change of place to go in, you know, I'm kind of now looking further afield to other local authorities going, well, come on.
Keep up.
Crawley can do it. Everyone can do it. You know? It's got to go with the time.
It seems an awful lot of money, £97,000, but there's a lot that go into these facilities, isn't there?
Absolutely. You know, the one at County Mall in Crawley was an incredible amount. We were talking over £50,000 for that change in place, because of the adaptations that were needed to renovate what was existing toilets there, but to rip it all out and start afresh to put the new change of place facility in. So they are not cheap at all.
Brilliant. Maria Cook, chairperson of the Crawley Disability Forum, thank you very much for speaking to us on Susie Radio. This is truly wonderful news for all those people who need these facilities. Please keep us in the loop for when they're unveiled.
Absolutely, Neil. And when they're open, please come down and help us cut the ribbon.
I'll try it out, as they say. Thank you very much, Maria. Take care.
And you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Maria Cook, chairperson of the Crawley Disability Forum, absolutely over the moon about the news that Crawley Borough Council has been awarded a grant of £97,000 from the Department for Levelling Up Housing and Communities to install changing places toilets, which are designed for people who cannot use the standard accessible facilities.